Yes. Hey, hello. For those of you who don't know or weren't listening, my name is Leah Niemetz. I am the youth pastor here at Rockside Church. And man, what an honor, honestly. Like, what a blessing it is to be able to just sit in this space and get to steward this ministry. We have some awesome students. It's a blast working with Pastor Rachel and just getting to work under the legacy that is Rockside also and taking it into whatever it is that God has next for our teenagers. So youth group consists of kids anywhere from sixth grade through graduation, which is honestly the best slot of ages, if you ask me. It's so much fun. You never know what is going to happen next. It's so much fun getting to be around them and their energy. And it's honestly challenging to me from time to time, just hearing their thoughts and questions. And I'm just so blessed. I'm so, so blessed to be able to be in this space. So a little bit about what we've been doing. So we have been meeting here in the building Wednesday nights. And this past school year, we started through, we began in the beginning of the Old Testament, so Genesis. And actually, just this past week before camp, we had just finished hitting major parts of the Old Testament. So we were walking through the Old Testament. We saw a lot of good from that, from, you know, Adam in the garden to Gideon being the least of these to, oh my goodness, who was it that you just taught on? Nehemiah, my bad. Sorry, biblical names, right? And all that he was doing. And now we get to focus on the life of Jesus, which is a real fun time. Talking about his birth this past time also and what that means for us, even not at just Christmas time. So there's a lot of good things happening there, having a really good conversations just about, you know, the Old Testament up to this point and looking for Jesus through that, how Jesus didn't just exist in the New Testament. He actually was there right from the very start, and just how all of those things are applicable to them and us and in our lives and in our walks with Christ. We are doing some real exciting things this summer. We are officially starting a youth discipleship program. It's in the very early stages of that. Actually next week we're starting our first round of Youth Follow, which if you've been a part of Rockside for any amount of time in the more recent years, you will be familiar with the Follow curriculum. They have a youth version of it, and we're going to be going through that with a couple of our students, and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to see what it is that Jesus has, and excited to be able to invest deeper in relationship with them and even teach them how to take this to their friends as well. Thinking of the next school year too, just really wanting to focus on discipleship and teaching them how to not just have discipleship for themselves, but truly passing that down, right? So truly giving them the tools that they need to take that faith that they have, that knowledge that they have, and okay, you have this, now what, right? Here's how to run with it. Here's how to take this to your schools, your families, your friends, the checkout person at Mark's, whatever that might look like. Truly going into what it means and what it takes to be outreach-oriented and evangelistic. That is really my goal. And I think our goal, honestly, as a next-gen team, just to kind of shift the tone a little bit, to make it where outreach and evangelism are a little more in the forefront. Oh my goodness, y'all! I'm coming off a whole week of camp. The words in my brain are escaping me as they are coming out. Which, speaking of camp, that was awesome. So we just got to spend from It's Monday through Friday at Heartland Conference Retreat Center for youth camp, which thank you to everybody who has supported us and prayed for us. Honestly, that means the world. Your prayers were felt. Your prayers were seen. There were over 500 kids at camp this week, and they still have two more camps to go, and there was a camp in front of us. So continue praying for that team. But we really saw God move this week, and it was just so amazing to be in that atmosphere once again. You talking about, you know, altar calls where there's 500 kids and you're literally only seeing tens of them still sitting in their chairs, like truly seeing these students respond to the call of God, respond to what it is that he has for them, looking and seeking and getting into movement, saying, hey, I want more of this. Jesus, how do I get more of this? So that was really, really cool to see. But I could talk about it all day long, but it would be so much better to hear it from them, wouldn't it? Don't you think? So if you were one of the ones who had agreed to come and share, would you come up now? So you can come here. Yes, that's all good. So this is Jalen. Say hi, Jalen.
Hi.
Jalen's awesome. Jalen and I got to spend a whole week as adjacent bunk buddies, which I'm sure was the time of your life, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna hand this over to you, and you can tell us what it is that camp was for you this past week and what Jesus was doing for you and anything else you want to share.
Okay. Church camp was really awesome this year. I got a lot closer with God, and it was really awesome. So on Wednesday night, he was talking about the Holy Spirit and getting like your prayer, speaking in tongues and stuff like that. And so when he called us up, I wanted to go up and understand what it meant to like speak in tongues and stuff. I didn't speak in tongues, but I definitely felt the Holy Spirit in there, because even though there was like 200 kids up there and I was like sweating, I was still shaking and it was really scary. And I felt the Holy Spirit and I couldn't even stand anymore. I fell to my knees, and it was like a really cool and scary experience at the same time. So yeah.
That's so cool. Praise God. Is there anything else from camp that you would want to share about?
No.
No? That's good. All right, everyone, give it up for Jalen. Give it up for Jalen. Yeah, there were stories from some of my peers. We do these morning meetings after every day with the support staff, or like the camp counselors. And one of the youth pastors was like, we had a couple of them go up, and by the end of the night, not even just in service, like they went back to their cabins, like for wrap time, for, you know, time to like lights out. And he said by the end of the night, his entire youth group had ended up getting filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is so crazy, so awesome. I am just so thankful for students that have a heart to seek, and even for those, like Jalen was saying, like, you know, okay, no, I didn't receive this yet, but like the Holy Spirit was there, like he was on me. He was working in me, and that was so great. And just really encouraging to see, and even convicting to see, like on my end, like, wow, like they're really going after it with their whole hearts. Like, am I doing the same? Like, Jesus, is this what you're calling me to do too? And the answer is yes. And that is honestly what he's calling all of us to do, and not just in a setting where it's set apart, but always 100% of the time, like, Father, what is it that you have for us? How can we seek your Holy Spirit more? And how can we be more sensitive to what it is that you have for us and what you want for us? So there was a verse that somebody had shared in one of our meetings in the mornings, and it really did encapsulate what was the entire week. Like, seriously, like to a T. And it was so cool to see this play out. So in Acts 2, it's Acts 2 verses 42 through 47. And it's titled like the little title above where the scriptures are. It's the fellowship of the believers. Okay. So it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread, to breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together and were glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Every single day of the week, you guys, we were praying together. We were listening to teachings together. We were breaking bread together 3, maybe 4 or 7 times a day, depending on how many snacks these kids wanted in their rooms, right? But we were doing all these things. We were sitting in these services with open hearts. We were sitting there listening and, you know, praying and seeking. And every single day we saw more and more and more and more, whether it was new salvations or more of what the Holy Spirit wanted for these students. We saw daily the number added to those that were being saved. And it was just so cool to be able to watch that happen in real life, like a real life circumstance. That was just really so solid. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to be back every single year that we go. It's just really, really encouraging. And I can't wait to see and hear what it is that our kids have to say, like our student, our littlest, have to say when they come back from camp this year, because it really is such a special time that is set apart, such a special atmosphere, where they get to experience the Holy Spirit in a way that isn't always available, or I shouldn't say available, but isn't always for them in that moment. You know, when you're with together, you're together with everybody, seeking the Holy Spirit and seeking the Lord and seeking what it is that Jesus wants for you. So yeah, I'm thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah, it's powerful to have a specific time and place and space that's set apart specifically for that. Of course, we incorporate the Holy Spirit into everything that we do. We know that he's part of the Trinity, and so he's as much a part of church and our life as believers as much as the Father and the Son are. But there's something powerful about, okay, we're going to set aside some specific time to focus on this so that we can really lean into it, so that we can learn more about it, so that we can have opportunities specifically to respond. So I'm so grateful for camp and spaces where students are able to seek Jesus for themselves and have that space carved out for them with leaders around who care, who can pray for them, who can walk them through questions. We have kids camp coming next month, July 15th through the 19th. We have several students going from 5 years old all the way up until fifth grade. So they have starter camp for the younger kids, which is 3 days, and then full 5-day camp for the older kids. So that's coming next month. So start praying now for both students and leaders that kids will experience God in a way that they have not before, that they will learn things that they have not yet encountered or learned or understood before, that they would walk away from camp with a greater understanding of what it means to follow Jesus personally. I believe that you are never too young to have an encounter with God. If John the Baptist can have an encounter with the Holy Spirit in the womb, our little ones can have encounters with God, and that looks different for them, and that is okay. But they can have opportunity to walk with God, to hear from God, learn to obey God, and be transformed by him into who he has created them to be. In fact, how much better to learn all of those things while you are young? How many of us would say, wow, I wish that I had really found my identity in Jesus earlier in my life? It would have saved me from a lot of pain and a lot of time spent looking for validation in other places. Man, I wish I would have known how to really study the Bible for myself. I wish I had had opportunity to practice praying out loud for others so that it would just feel normal as an adult to pray out loud for other people in my life. So that's what we want to offer our students, opportunities to practice integrating their faith into their daily lives. And one way we are doing that with the kids, we've been doing this past year on our midweek days, when midweek is happening in here, across the hallway, we have what I like to call discovery nights. And that's when we really get to dig deep into a very practical topic from Scripture or practice foundational skills through games, experiments, competitions, and other very hands-on activities, as well as giving them room to ask any questions they have. And boy, do they have questions. So what we went through discovering, what is the Bible really? We talked about how it was created, how it was put together, why it was made. How can we trust that the Bible is true? We literally walked through a room-sized timeline of the major stories and people of the Bible and saw how they all connect to Jesus and the gospel, because that's something that I think is really important for kids to know and see and connect at a young age. Then we moved on to how the gospel shapes every part of our lives through deep dives on the fruit of the Spirit and the power of our words. And so we're taking a break for the summer, but we will be back in September with new things to explore in the Bible. And because I want our kids to be familiar with the whole Bible, guess what? We teach from the whole Bible. On Sunday mornings, since the beginning of the year, we have journeyed through Jesus' young life, his baptism, miracles, parables, death, and resurrection. We've explored the way that Jesus' ways are opposite of ours and the world. We've learned that we are God's messengers, just like Peter, Paul, Silas, and so many others in the book of Acts. And right now we are in the Old Testament, walking through the life of Elisha, thinking and seeing how not even the sky is the limit when God's promises are at work in our lives. And at the center of every single story is the gospel and the fact that we are made to reflect God's character. When we truly understand and marvel at God's grace and patience towards us, we are transformed and empowered by the Holy Spirit to reflect that same grace and patience towards others, right? The deeper we understand his sacrificial love, the more we serve others. When we see all the times that God kept his promises in the Bible, we grow to know him as trustworthy. And guess what? We trust him more and more. And so I've loved seeing our kids internalize these truths and grow more ready to put them into action. And just like Leo was talking about earlier, we are looking forward to, as Next Gen as a whole, both kids and youth, giving them more opportunities to flex their faith muscles in prayer, generosity, serving others, sharing the gospel, and loving others well. By the time they get to youth group, I want them to be able to have the skills to grow closer to Jesus on their own, to integrate their faith into their lives, and follow the leading of God wherever it takes them. So, another thing fun we do at Rockside, which we also talked a little bit about earlier, is we tailor our outreach strategies to the unique resources and opportunities that God has specifically given us. We don't have to do what everybody else is doing. In Next Gen, this has looked like blessing foster families for Easter and Christmas in the cities directly around Rockside. We've done Light the Night in neighborhoods at Halloween, and VBS, which we do a little differently around here, and it's very, very cool. Last year, we had a pop-up VBS in multiple nights and multiple different locations in and around people's homes, modeled after the way that Jesus went to where people were. And because it's centered around host homes and host families, one of which being Pastor Leah and Jordan's home, it leads to a pattern of discipleship through those families. And so kids who attended VBS last year have grown very curious and open to Jesus, and they know that they have someone that they can talk to about Jesus. And they do, and they have. Pastor Leah could tell you many stories of the kids around your neighborhood who have just flocked to you guys and have asked lots and lots of questions about Jesus and what that means and what it's like. What does it mean to be a Christian? And some of them have even asked for Bibles. And so you've been walking that discipleship process with them when they've been plopped into your own backyard. And so yep, that's been super, super wonderful and exciting to see.
Yeah, just a little bit on that. Not only has it opened opportunities with the kids, but it's opened opportunities with their parents and their grandparents as well. Being willing to open up your own space really is such a good tool, such a good opportunity, honestly. Like, all of us have places where we reside, and to be able to just have that moment where it's like, okay, yes, this is my space, but also inviting others into it. I promise you will never regret those decisions, because it has led to some wild adventures, from full-blown Nepali weddings that I never would have seen myself at in a million years, to those like backyard conversations with, again, people that I never would have anticipated having relationship with. So yeah, do if that is something that the Lord has put on your heart to be hosting, or in any capacity, not just like a VBS, follow that prompting, because I promise you it will be fruitful.
Yes, absolutely. So we are so excited to be able to build up and out on that foundation that we built last year. Last year was a little bit experimental, but it worked. We found things that worked, and it was wonderful. And so excited for momentum with that. And so I want to encourage all of you guys, whether you think kids ministry is your strong suit or not, we need you. There is a place for you to help at VBS August 8th through 10th. Maybe you are you have muscles and you can help us set up and tear down. That is necessary, because pop-up VBS means we're setting everything up and tearing everything down, loading it into the trailer, moving around.
Scott Mitchell said it best last year. He says you don't have to be called to a ministry to like sign somebody in somewhere. So you don't need to be called to kids ministry or youth ministry to like hand them a bag of Doritos.
Yes, absolutely. We need people to hand out snacks. We need organized people to help with check-in. We need people to sit and talk with parents who are there while their kids do the activities. So no matter what your strengths are, we will find a place for you, I promise. So the important thing is having the desire to help kids know Jesus. God has created each and every child and prepares them to do the good works that he created them for. We are part of that preparation. Every single one of you are part of that preparation. When Daniel and the other Jews were taken from their homes, the other Hebrews, they were separated from their God-fearing families and thrust into an environment of evil where the king was revered as God and people were forced to worship him. They held firm to their faith in God and discerned what was right to do in that situation. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we all know the story. They resolved to face death rather than turn away from God as teenagers. That foundation that allowed them to do that, it was built when they were children. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 8 says this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strengths. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols upon your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." I recently read this wonderful book by Justin Whitmell Early called The Habits of the Household, and it's all about how the ordinary, seemingly mundane routines of our lives as families have the capacity to form us and our children and extended families to be more like Christ. He talks about living the story of the gospel and being parented by God as we parent and disciple our children and the children in our lives. Discipleship is meant to happen anytime, anywhere. Learning about God is not meant to be segmented out from the rest of our lives or restricted to one day a week when they have Sunday school. It's meant to be woven into the threads of our lives as a whole. These teenagers and children and young adults in our lives, in your lives, are learning from us about their identities, their worth, what they will value, how they will perceive God, how they will deal with temptations, and how they will develop wisdom to navigate life's complexities. So I will say this, parents and guardians will always have the most crucial role in discipling children, but that doesn't mean that everyone else is off the hook. We are all responsible. The more discipling, and statistics show this, the more discipling adults that a child has in their life, the greater the likelihood of them following Jesus throughout their adult life. So in addition to parents and youth pastors or children's pastors, people at church, they need other people in addition to be discipling them. In Deuteronomy, Moses, yes, he was talking about the nuclear family, sure, but more broadly, Deuteronomy is a book about him passing on the laws of God and God's ways to the next generation. He was talking about the importance of the whole community of faith teaching God's ways to the whole next generation. So I have a challenge for you guys today. Each and every one of you has something to offer in the next generation, and they need us. Number one, they need to see what it looks like day in and day out to follow Jesus, right? Not just in the high moments or the glamorous moments or the moments that we really want to talk about or feel like talking about, not just on a surface level. They need to see what it looks like for Jesus to enter into times of pain, of disappointment, of confusion. They need to see the imperfection and the process of we know that we all are striving to be more like Christ and not necessarily measuring up. And what do we do with that? How do we move forward? Children need to see that process. They need your ears to listen like Jesus listens to us. Children have deep inner worlds, and so it's important for us to create space and hear their big ideas and big questions. If you listen, they will surprise you with the depths of things that they understand and are curious about in regards to faith and the gospel and Jesus. I think any parent could tell you that.
They have bigger brains than us, I promise.
So they need us to listen and take them seriously, their hopes and their dreams and their questions, just like Jesus does with us when we pray to him. Number three, they need you to call out the best in them, like Jesus does for us. All of us, I'm sure, can think back to our childhoods and remember adults who maybe brushed us off or said unkind things to us or made us feel small or unimportant. And we can also remember adults who made us feel important and like we could do anything. Like we were capable of following Jesus and made, like that he was speaking to us. They believed us when we said, hey, I feel like Jesus is asking me to do this. And they said, yes, go for it. And so it's important for us to be that for those ahead of us or behind us, however you want to look at that. And number four, they need our prayer. And today we all are going to pray together. And I'm going to ask us all to stand as we do, because we're not just going to listen to me and Pastor Leah pray. We all are going to pray together. And so Pastor Leah has some prayer points for our youth, and I have some prayer points for kids. So take it away, Leah.
Yeah, so as we begin, I think I'm just going to read these out real quick and then we can pray. So here are my points for youth and honestly kids too, like it's not pocketed, but solid relational building moments through this summer, boldness for our students, whatever that may look like, to follow the call of God on their lives, to follow his promptings, to be able to just step a little deeper into their faith, maybe look at some scarier parts of their heart and mind, boldness, a heart for the lost, both in missions and for those around them, that our teens would not be satisfied until their entire sphere of influence knows Jesus. And then generational connection, both for people who are feeling the tug of the Holy Spirit to invest in our teenagers and our kids' lives, and also for our teenagers to feel tugged toward leading those who are under them as well. So that whole circle. So Father God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to invest in the next generation, the current generation of Christ followers. Father God, I pray that through the summer that you would just give divine moments of relational building. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just anoint any time that we are together through the summer, that there wouldn't be sloth to enter into any of our hearts and minds. Summer's a relaxed time. I pray that this would be a time where we would feel encouraged both with one another and in the way that we encourage each other in relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray boldness over our students. We pray boldness over our leaders as well, to be able to just speak to whatever it is they need to speak to be able to walk into whatever it is that they need to walk into. Father God, if it is from you, if it is your heart for them, I pray that you would give them that power. I pray that they would be able to feel the power that rose Jesus from the grave surging inside them to be able to just do what it is that they need to do, Father. We pray that you would just burden their hearts for the lost, Father God. Jesus, we pray that they would not be satisfied until every single person that is within their sphere knows you, Lord. We pray that they would not be satisfied until they have done everything that it is that they can in their capacity to be able to reach somebody for the lost, whether it's here or whether it's overseas. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would burden them in prayer. I pray that you would burden them in their actions. I pray that you would just bring them to a point where they realize, all right, I have this gift. I have this gift of salvation. I cannot just let this gift sit around only for me. I have to let everybody know about what it is that I have and what it is that they can have too. This peace that they have received, Father God, I pray that they would just be a beacon to be able to impart that on every single person that crosses their path. And Lord Jesus, we pray for generational connections. I pray right now that if there are people in this room or even people online listening, that if they have had any thought of, hey, I think that I need to take this somewhere else. I think that I need to be imparting what I've learned into other Christ followers. I pray that even if it's not something that was originally on their minds, that you would put it on their heart right now. Hey, I think that I need to be a part of what's happening in this next generation. I pray that you would just put that so on their heart, so clearly that they would have no second guess. I pray that they wouldn't allow their age to be a factor in that process. I pray that you would just allow them to walk faithfully, walk boldly, the same way we prayed for our students, into whatever it is that you have for them. And I pray that you would show them the blessing that would be in that. And on the other hand, or the other part of that, Lord Jesus, I pray for our students. I pray that you would also help them to know and to be convicted and burdened for the fact that they also have something to impart to those around them, even those younger than them, Father. So I pray that you would just allow them to be able to step up and out. And as they learn that they're bringing somebody else along with them, we thank you for what it is you're doing here at Rockside. We thank you for what it is that you're doing here in Ohio, Father. We praise your name. We thank you that we get to be a part of this, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for what it is that we get to see and what it is that we're going to see in the future.
And we're also going to pray right now over our upcoming outreach and discipleship opportunities for both camp and VBS, that kids would be drawn deeply to the heart of Jesus, that those who don't have a relationship with him personally would see him for who he is, and that they would just be irresistibly drawn to him. They would see how magnificent and wonderful and loving, and they would understand the depths and be overwhelmed of the depths of his love for them. We want to pray for God's truth to sink deep down into their bones, that they would know that they know that the Word of God is the source of truth, and that regardless of what they hear other places, regardless of what they see, regardless of anything that happens, they know where they can find truth, that they would know that He alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and that nothing else in the world is worth even trying to chase after, that they would never be tempted by or caught off guard by things that try to draw their attention away from Jesus, but that He would just keep them from the time that they are born until the time that they die and are welcomed into His arms. We want to pray that every child would have multiple adults in their life who love Jesus and are committed to discipling them. And the last one that we're going to pray is, you're going to ask God who in the next generation you are meant to be discipling. Whether that's a family member, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, neighbor kids that you know, all each and every one of us have somebody we can be discipling within the next generation. So Jesus, I thank you that you are the creator of all, and you know each and every child by name. You know you knit them together in their mother's wombs for a purpose, and you have created them for what this world needs and what this world is going to need 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, that we don't even know what that's going to look like. But I thank you that for each and every person, you have created them right now for a reason and for a purpose. And I pray that we would be good stewards of helping them to be prepared for what it is that you are calling them to, Lord. I pray for our for camp, that students would have just wonderful encounters with you, that they would hear personally from you, that they would know that it is the voice of God that is speaking to them, that you seek them out, that you have called them by name, that you chase them down, that they are seen by you and known by you and valued by you, and that they would never have any reason to doubt that, no matter what, Lord. I pray for VBS that every student who needs to be there would be there. Every family who needs to be there would be there. You know exactly who you desire for us to reach with that. You know exactly whose hearts you are already preparing. So God, we just pray that you would continue to prepare those hearts that are going to be at VBS for us to pour into, that their hearts would be open and receptive, that they would be looking and searching for something, whether they have, whether they are familiar with church or whether they've never stepped foot in a church in their lives. God, I pray that their hearts would be ready and open to receive from you, and that we as a team at Rockside would be ready to guide them to you. I pray that they would, their eyes would be open, that they would be drawn in the way that only you can, God. And I pray for our students as they learn and grow here at Rockside through all of our avenues. I pray that your truth, that is the only truth, would be so deep within them that nothing could displace it, that they would be so filled with wisdom and discernment beyond their years that they can immediately recognize the lies of the enemy, and that they would never fall for any of them, Lord. That they would know who they are, that they would know whose they are, and that they would be able to shine that as a beacon for every single person around them to see. They say, no, I'm not falling for that lie of the enemy that says I'm not enough. I'm not falling for the lie of the enemy that says I have to do this, this, and this to be loved. I'm not falling for the lie that says that these things are okay and not harmful to me. I will not fall for those lies. I know that God is the source of truth, the source of life, and the only thing that I need to fill my heart. I pray that you would just keep them, Lord. Keep them. Help them to build their skills and flex their muscles in their faith so that they would be able to not just internalize truths, but live them. Let there not be a disconnect there in any sort of way, Lord. But as they internalize the truth of who you are, would you help them to reflect that to every single person that they meet? Help them to reflect your love, reflect your kindness, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness. In a way that is so undeniable to every single person around them. God, I pray for the adults in this room that they would be burdened for the children, the teenagers, the young adults in their lives, that they have something to offer, Lord, that the next generation desperately needs, and they don't need anything fancy. They don't need any sort of presumption or any sort of perfect, but they just need somebody to walk with. And so I pray that every child would have multiple adults in their life, beyond youth pastors, beyond kids pastors, beyond parents, yes, parents and all of those good things, but that they would have multiple other people in their life just pouring into them. And I pray that you would stir in hearts today to show all of everyone at Rockside who in the next generation they are meant to be discipling. God, would you lay those hearts, or would you lay those names on their hearts right now? Would you bring the pictures of those people to mind, Lord? And would they just stick? Show them how they need to be involved in those kids' lives. Give them such a passion for seeing them grow to be like you and have a thriving relationship with you, Lord. Don't let any opportunity pass. pass them by. Help them to see that even in the mundane moments that don't feel like discipling moments, they are, Lord. When we're tired and when we're frustrated and when we're confused, we can bring others into that process and help them to know how to deal with those things themselves, Lord. We thank you for the gift and the privilege of stewarding those around us, Lord. In your precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Romans 10, verse 13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how do they hear without preaching to them? We think of these verses a lot of times in context of overseas missions, right? But guess what? It's for us too. It's relevant for us. How will the kids know unless somebody tells them? How are they going to know Jesus unless somebody tells them? That's our responsibility as families, neighbors, friends, classmates, teammates, friends, kids, all of the above, to model the gospel for the children in our lives so that they can have a full view of the wonderful Jesus who is worth following to the ends of the earth for all of our days. So my challenge for you once again this week is to identify who is in your life, commit to praying for them, and be intentional about modeling the gospel for them. If you don't know where to start, come talk to me. I've got ideas. I'll help you out.
All right. Hey, let's give it up for Pastor Rachel and Pastor Leah. We're so excited that Rockside values the next generation. Practical thing you can do, okay? You can go to rocksidechurch.com, events. I'm doing it. VBS is coming up. If you have a kid, sign them up. If you want to serve, we need people. I'm not begging yet, but I will start next week. So sign up. We'll find a spot for you to serve the next generation. It's worth it. So thanks for coming to Rockside this morning. Feel free to hang out. And we love you guys. Have a great week.